Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. That was fun. Have a great weekend, guys. Spadoni and Shasky. What do you got going this weekend, Goo? Oh, not ready yet.
Before I answer that, hey, Spadoni, you got any more of those things? I can say, Steiny, I'm doing everything but watching one inning of the Giants and Rockies. I'm done. I am finito with the Gigantes.
Okay, so they're
off the docket.
You're not going to watch the most meaningful weekend of the season to find out if this team has quit or not on Bob Melvin.
Oh, I already got the answer to that.
Oh, he can save his job here.
Steiny, stop.
Do you realize if they sweep, they're a 500 team?
Steiny, stop. Again, please.
Well, they were 80-82, I think, last year.
Happy birthday, bud.
Thanks.
Seriously.
Thank you.
And I was going to surprise you. I didn't know everybody was going to remember, but they did. That smelling salt, man.
Yeah,
leave another one. I could have used it Monday when you yelled at it. I did two hits.
No, you were already wound up enough that day. So,
hey, I'm sorry, too.
Hey, by the way, so am I. All right, by the way, so we just had a visual of guys doing smelling salts. I was given something yesterday. This is unreal. I was given something yesterday. Now, I'm gonna show it in about 5 minutes on the YouTube.
Well, somebody gave you something.
Yeah. This guy gave me one of these things. I haven't seen one of these things in, I would think, 3 decades. But when I was given it and I started looking at it, I was like, this is unbelievable. I not only haven't seen one of these in about 30 years, this one is so much more comprehensive than the last
you
one
got me excited.
I saw 30 years ago. And not only that, even though it's been around forever, it's still functional. Like, I could do something with it.
Right.
I'll tell you about it in about 5 minutes, but it's got me excited.
And I want to know the origin of who gave it. You got to share with us who
gave it to. In fact, I may have to give it back to him today.
A transaction?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Assuming the law doesn't feel like they need to get involved.
I have to do this. We'll get to sports. But I almost wanted to hug Joe Shasky, our brother, about how he feels on his birthdays. But, Steiny, how you feel this morning on your birthday to be working? Just how do you feel in general with your life and who your partner is outside of Monday?
Pretty good overall.
You look good.
Yeah, pretty good overall. I feel like I'm winding down a little bit.
Now, what does that mean?
It means, I'm not afraid to say that I'm like Curry. I'm winding down here. I don't know. Who knows how much longer Curry's going to play?
In life, you mean? Oh, not here.
I'm a good guy.
Dude, you live for this stuff.
People retire at my age. People retire. It's time.
This is not a real job. This is the toy department of life, Steiny. We talk about what we see. I got real people doing real jobs that they hate, but they got to pay the bills.
Right.
And they hate their coworkers.
Right.
We don't have that.
I'm thankful for this job. I enjoy it for the most part, but I would much prefer not working if I have enough money.
Could you golf every day if you...
No, I would...
Yeah. If the bills were...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Had that taken care of, you could golf every day.
5 days a week.
Yeah. Wow.
Five or six. For sure. Absolutely.
All right.
But by and large, I feel pretty good.
You look great.
I've got, you know, I'll tell you, when I was the toughest, as long as we're doing this, yeah. And Ken, are you 30? You're a little older than 30.
37.
Okay.
Yeah, what a compliment. Worst, you got to be feeling good.
Right? I feel good every day. Yeah.
Worst years of my life were like 24 to 33.
You didn't know where you're going?
Knew. Had no clue.
Agreed.
No clue. There was so much angst.
Where were
depression.
You?
Depression.
When did you get here? How old were you when you got to the Bay?
25.
Ooh, Stoney. So 8 years in the Bay, you didn't know
well,
what it was.
You know what? That's a little unfair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kicked around here in the Bay, not really having a lot going on until something broke.
So how soon did you, real quick, like yeah. This is your day. It's our show. We go down, Stoney. We go down swinging. How soon did you get the Warrior job after you came to the Bay?
5 years.
Oh, so it wasn't?
Nah, I got here in 90. I did a lot of blue-collar stuff for, yeah. You know, painted and landscaped. And I was 25. Yeah, came out here with $3,000, 1990. $3,000.
Which was like 10 oh, then, yeah. Or 12, 13.
Yeah, I ran out. Don't get me wrong. I got here on, funny thing is, I got here on April 1st. So there's a joke there.
Oh, man.
Then I was out of my done with the $3,000 over that summer. I had spent it all, and then I was just kicking around, and then I got a job. Then I got the worst job in the history of mankind, but I did it for 3 years.
Give it to me.
I worked for a legal publisher, Matthew Bender and Company.
So it's not hard labor. How could that be the worst job?
I was basically what they called an inputter.
Okay.
All I did was type into a computer.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was awful. Word processor, essentially. We called it inputting because the project at the time was they were converting all their legal books into online.
Wow,
so
man.
I would just be sitting there
boring.
Hours. If the complaint and it was awful.
How much did you make?
I can tell you exactly how much I
made. Back then, I'm doing the inflation. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, it came with angst because I had to pass a drug test to get the job. Nailed that, thank God.
Look at him.
And then I signed a contract for $18,800.
Let's go.
1991 or two.
My man is balling.
$18,800. And I remember after taxes, I think I was bringing home like $1,200 a month.
But
and I split a big studio with my buddy Andre, and my rent was $400.
So this is pre-kids.
Oh my, this is pre-everything.
My man,
hey, can
Austin
I
in San Jose said Stoney has family money, but
no,
go ahead,
actually,
kid.
My parents were high school English teachers. I don't have family.
But that's
money.
When teachers really got respected and got paid.
Oh yeah, they made $42,000 back in Pennsylvania. They were killing it.
So a little secret here, but my mom's a word processor, but she actually loves her job, though.
Does she?
She's been doing it for almost 30 years, and she makes really good money off of it.
She wear glasses?
I mean, now, damn good. No, what does that mean?
Because of the job. You got to.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're looking at a screen for 9 hours a day.
Right,
it's rough. But yeah, she's a word processor. So that's funny you were one, Stoney.
Yeah, for about a year. No, maybe two. It was a long. It was a slog, boy. One good part about the job, though, you could determine your hours. You had 35-hour work week, 7.5 hours.
Oh, come on.
So you could start at 7:15 in the morning and go till 3.
I like that.
Or you could start at 10 and go to like 5:45.
What'd you choose?
7:15. Because I was gone at 2, and then I could get back to the city to play pickup basketball.
My man.
5 days a week.
Yeah.
in the marina. Some of you guys listening out there, maybe in the marina, probably kicked your ass back in the day. Seriously. You probably got a good look at me from behind as I was going by you.
Wow, my man, confident.
All right, let's see. Well, now we got about 4 minutes. I got a bunch of stuff that I... Let me tell you what... This is about worth 5 minutes. You realize we're undergoing a change in football right now.
I don't like it because I think I know where you're going.
Go ahead.
That kickoff rule.
Let me tell you something. I'm coming around on it.
Okay, can I say something?
Sure.
My father and I know we got 3 minutes now, because the kicker kicked it to the 21 and not the 20,
mm-hmm.
the Seattle Seahawks got the ball, and this is the tragedy of it all, at the damn 40. My father asked me, how'd they get down there? I said, the cockamamie rule. It is ruining the sport, and what are we doing with making the field cherishing the 100 or 80 yards? Why do you got to get it at the 40? That was, Steiny, I went off on social media yesterday, and I had everybody backing me.
Okay.
Why Fair. Are you coming you around?
May, you may not, well, because the rule's going to be the rule.
But it can be changed or done away with okay. if it, like it's messing it up, man.
Well, what I'm saying is, that's the point. If this thing is going to be the way it's going to be, kickers are going to need a new skill set.
Oh, nope.
The Patriots and the Rams have employed this kind of squib job where they've got kickers who can kick the ball low, not like a true squib where they're hitting it on right. the ground, but they're kicking off and it goes about 10 feet to 15 feet above the ground,
right.
and they're able to land it between the 20 and the goal line, and it forces the receiving team to pick up a moving ball after it hits the ground. And the Patriots, for example, opposing teams are starting at the 21 so far
for the
against the Patriots. And if you watch the Rams-Eagles game, too, the Rams did a great job of kicking this ball into an area in the 20 that the guy can't catch it in the air, so he's got to let it bounce, gives the team time. He doesn't handle it cleanly. Now they got a little trouble. And I'm starting to think this thing is so important that I think kickers are going to need to have this skill if this thing continues like it continues.
But that's like, the outlier, though, the anomaly. Like, I like hearing that.
You're not going to be
how able, many guys got kickers like the Patriots?
That's my point. You're going to have
because
to start
drafting.
Because
what I'm watching is affected. It's affecting what I'm watching.
You're
the
going
pleasure.
To have to start drafting kickers who can not only hit 50-yarders, but they can kick off this way, especially if you're getting up, like if you're gaining
that
10
I
yards.
Understand. But so, until we get there, yesterday was marred by a guy missing the spot by 1 yard, and they got the ball. Steiny, the 40 is damn near the 50.
Well, then that's the one mistake you cannot make. You cannot kick the ball short
of
the 20.
If I wanted to watch soccer, I would turn on soccer. Yeah. I want to watch a team drive down and get in field goal range.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you get that nugget about the Patriots? Because that's big.
Research.
Starting at the 20th.
Research.
The 20th.
You ever, 20th. You ever done that?
We got in our fight Monday, Steiny. Why would on your birthday? Why would you do that to me?
Because I know I'm
I was
Teflon
really
today.
Upset, man. When? I was really yesterday when Seattle got that ball at the 40. Like that cut me. I
mean,
get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
I don't like the new rule either. But it looks
why
like there's a way
around
it.
Why are you placing more importance on the kickoff? We got the field goal. Why do we need this when you're condensing the field and awarding the off? You're making the it easier for the offense to get the ball in score position. I don't like that.
I know you don't.
And you didn't either.
I don't. I'm just saying there's a way to combat it. There might be a way to combat it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.